it was October of 2009. And I woke up one morning and I looked in the mirror and I saw a weird lump sticking out of my neck. So I show a roommate and I say, "Does this look weird to you? Am I dreaming? Do you see something protruding from my neck?" And she says, "Yes, I see something. Looks pretty weird, but it's just stress. You know, you need to sleep and you need to relax and that's gonna go away. It's just inflamed glands. Don't worry about it." A few days later, I'm looking at these pictures and in the pictures from a month ago, I see the lump. And I'm like, holy shit, I've had this thing for at least 30 days. So I decide to talk to my roommate's father who lives here and is a doctor. And I show it to him and I'm just waiting for him to look at it and say, "Don't worry about it, that's nothing." And his face is so stern and he just says, "You need to get that checked out." So I go to an ENT and I walk into this little single pink shotgun house that has been turned into this little clinic. And a doctor walks in and he looks at me and he goes, "Why are you here?" And I say, "Well, I just saw this weird lump in my neck. I don't know, I thought I should get it checked out. Dr. Shaloub told me to come here and here I am." And he looks at me and he feels the lump and he says, "How old are you?" And I say, 23, and he goes, and I say, "What do you think it is, doc?" And he says, "Lymphoma, Hodgkin's." That's it. He touched my neck, he asked me how old I was, and he told me I had cancer. And then he leaves the room. He says, "I'll be right back," and he leaves. And he comes back, and he hands me a sheet and says, "Go to Ochsner and you'll get a CAT scan." And I walk out of the room and I collapse on the floor in front of like 30 people. I'm hysterical. And I can't get my scans for 3 days. So for 3 days, I'm walking through the world as a cancer patient with a father who died of cancer 4 years before that. So I get the tests and what needs to happen is the new doctor has to look at the scans and give me a fine needle aspiration, which is like a needle biopsy basically. And what's crazy is that from the time that I noticed to this time, my lump had been, you know, noticeable to this time you could basically say like you could see a golf ball sticking out of my neck. So it was getting bigger essentially by the day. So what he had to do was poke this 6-inch needle into the golf ball. And there were two ways that this could go. He could pull it out and it could be a solid mass, which meant that it was most likely malignant and that the previous doctor was correct and that I had cancer. Or he could pull it out and it could have been liquid, which meant that it was benign and that I was going to be okay and just needed to have surgery. And I was going to find out on the spot. So my mom was with me. So I get there, he numbs my neck, he sticks it in me, he pulls it out. I don't look at anything, I can't see. And what he says out loud is, "Oh my gosh." And what comes out of my neck is iridescent, neon, glowing, orange liquid. And so he says, "I'll be right back." He comes out and he says, "Okay, so it was liquid. I can't tell you right now, but I can tell you 99.9% that you don't have cancer. And what's going on here is that there's been fluid in your body and, you know, the water or the fluid or whatever it is came up and passed through your gills and you created this cyst, this pocket." And so then he's explaining more and he repeats the word "gill." And I finally say, hold on. "What?" And he says, "Your gill, you have gills. Everybody's created in some way. And when they're first being developed, they have 10 gills. They have 5 slits on each side of their neck because they're fish. And as they continue to develop, the webbed hands and the webbed feet go away. The lungs develop and the gills close and you become a person. And 8 of your 10 gills closed, but you still have 2. And you have a second branchial cyst because you're a fish."